du hörst einen Podcast von Rabe.
We are here, the Bad Bon Kilby with Makina from Portugal.
Hello.
Welcome to Bad Bon Düdingen.
Hello everyone.
Thank you. Hello.
So far I was not really aware of any music from Portugal, and if I'd imagine it would sound very different from what you sound. So is there like a crowd rock scene in Portugal that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, it's not traditional Portuguese music what we do.
Exactly.
But like, yeah, like some, but not, it's like a niche, you know. It's really, you don't have so many bands maybe playing the same as we are experimenting now.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah.
But we were lucky to find ourselves like in the same music and trying to do something like I think you can find some people who are into crowd rock, but do you think there's a lot of bands there? Like, I know Solar Corona, which goes a little.
Curtis Claus, like an old one. Yeah. But yeah, not nowadays, not so many. Yeah, maybe.
We were, I think, one of the remaining ones in.
Yeah, and gladly. One of these bands from this niche that like are having opportunities to play.
Yeah.
So how does a band from Portugal end up playing krautrock?
I think it's more feelings, jamming, noisy, everything that comes from the krautrock, this pushing to the edge, and then like you notice that there's some elements you before you don't know where it came from, but you like it, and then after you discover it comes from this genre, krautrock, motorik, then you go like all the way inside to discover what is inside. Like I think it was more or less like back in 2016 or 17, we were like a playing band, and we were already doing the motorik, but we didn't know actually like
we don't knew how to call it, but we were like already doing it and enjoy it like always. That's why maybe we kind of get in touch all together, like because we all like. Not so many notes or like we love repetition, all of us, minimal things, like, so that's why we start to
the combination of. You started to discover that there is a genre of music that there is the element you like it, you know, like you like repetition, you like the minimalism, exploring the soundscape in the unknown, and then like you actually know there is actually a genre doing that. So we started to share the bands, like I discovered this band, like we knew a few before, like Noi, especially because before Noi I used to see the Noi t-shirts and stuff.
And Kraftwerk, the most known,
and then you started to know Amundo, Old Cluster,
Tangerine Dream, a bit more.
Faust is one of the best. Yeah. Like we really love them. Also, like we were exploring something. We didn't know what was going around. We didn't know like if people were like was into krautrock or not. But we know people who likes it, and it wasn't a big thing back in the day, right? I don't remember, like 2017, 16 or something like this. Like everyone talking about krautrock or something. Just a few years later.
Are there actually recognizably Portuguese elements in your version of krautrock?
Actually, the band is a little bit mixed in Brazilian and Portuguese.
Not just Portuguese.
Yeah. So I would say the rhythmic part is like the groove, hasn't been Brazilian. There is a lot of Brazilian elements, or more the groove, the thing that you like to repeat and keep the groove in.
The groove is in his blood already.
It's like when you're playing drums, but you want to stop and just dance. And I would say that the guitar and bass are like the elements that is like more Portuguese, because they are Portuguese and they have like the influences in there. But also like it's really open, because we being influenced by the city, the people surrounding you, also like they bring also like a music from outside worlds, music as well, the Tuareg, this repetition more like from the desert, you know, like from Sahara or something like this. And then João, example for me, what I've seen is more like a really the abstract noise, which is super cool. And sometimes I feel like a Portuguese element, but it's really subtle, you know, like it's more like the way that he put the stuff in and take it off in the music. So I think like for me, I would say like it's a mix of from where we came from and also from the
where we are settled now.
Yeah, and people around us.
Yeah, because friends of us. Yeah, like you're saying, bands that are playing nowadays, they inspired us too. Maybe not in the same. They don't have the same language, but like in another sense, yeah. Not so many in the music, like.
A few years ago, there was a band from Chile here that played krautrock.
Which one?
Feuerzeug.
Yeah, we love Feuerzeug.
If they are listening us, Domingo, we love you.
Domingo, we love you.
No, but it's a big inspiration. Yeah.
Lovely people, great musicians. They are the best. It's one of the bands that is the foundation for Machina for sure.
Yes, I can say it too.
I'm also really interested in the process of creation of music. So do you just jam and try out different grooves and see where it leads you, or do you have a structure in mind and try melodies?
The first option.
We're heading to our third album. So it's like it started to get a little different, right? But in the beginning,
we are starting to change a bit our
approach.
Like in the beginning was more like jams. We never bring anything from home. Like I have this riff, let's do something. No, like we all together jamming and like finding things and take decisions all together.
But
nowadays maybe we are not bringing any idea like solids, but more like references.
A little bit more, I think.
Yeah.
Because before it was like a 99% feeling. Like even like when we recorded the first album, the second, we didn't finish the songs. The songs kept evolving as we were playing live. Jams is still like a big jams. We go for the studio to find these grooves, and then like when you have like this 10 seconds, really nice, there is this groove, we try to repeat and repeat and repeat, and then if you have something, maybe we're gonna work it out. I just think like in the beginning we were just doing, and now like we kind of like try to
being more conscious, being more
sharp the edges, you know, like a little bit more like a
sharpening a bit.
We can make the prime material a little bit more formed, you know, we can give more form than and use the time like in right for us, not against us. So like if we have this time to do the song a little bit better and take it a little bit more, maybe we will do it, you know. It's because playing every day or almost every day makes you be a little bit more conscious with your instruments, so open more ideas, possibilities as well.
Krautrock, because of all the repetition, in one way it is very meditative, and the other way it is also very ecstatic at the same time. So which aspect do you sort of tend more towards?
For me, it's like this balance, I would say it's a 50-50, because even playing sometimes I floated away a little.
We go really far away, we kind of like our soul just like
float away a little,
but we come back of course sometimes
to finish the song and start the next one.
Yeah, but I think it's a collective kind of moment, like as we are feeling this, I think the people are that, because like the same, because our music is really like sensorial too, you know, like it's not just like watching a band, you are kind of like, you can let, like close your eyes and like kind of like
letting it go,
this meditative part, but like letting, forgetting the problem, the problems, being like chill and having fun.
But how do you know when a song is over? Do you just feel it?
After this whole trip and then thinking about everything, or like sometimes you go back to the past and then you start to think about stuff and then you go back and it's like maybe we start to I think it's like we have the songs, they are pretty open for the jams of course, but I think it's very intuitive between us. And at this point, some songs we don't even look at each other to know like the songs towards to the end, you know,
because we know already like us, like we know each other well to know, like not talking but like feeling like some different,
how the way the intensity is going up, and then we know like I don't know how to explain, but it's fun, like because some songs I remember we just like looking but now it's like just
Yeah, and our muscle memory is like getting used to it. So like we kind of like know without knowing, you know. Mm. Even sometimes we like put the songs a bit shorter, or we like get
extend
a bit, but like yeah.
You're just on the same wavelength.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool like, to know that we're in the same length, because otherwise the concert would be a disaster.
We're on the same frequency.
Like, we go like
106.
Yeah, 420.
Well, I'm really looking forward to your concert tonight. And thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Du hast einen Podcast von Rabe gehört, im Sender von Bern. Mehr gibt's auf rabe.ch.